بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحو المخاطبة الفاسق والمبتدئ ونحوهما بسيد ونحوه. There is the next chapter in which is the prohibition that a person who is an open sinner, who breaks the laws of Allah tabaraka ta'ala openly. One is a person privately is a sinner, and one is openly a sinner. So such a person, and a person who is a mubtadi, a person who brings new things into religion, whatever type it is, whether it is in belief, whether it is in action, and a person who we know this person is changing the religion, bringing a new form of the religion. And people like that, to call them Sayyid, Master, etc., any words of respect, the Honorable, the Great, etc., to address such people who are open sinners and people who are bringing new things into deen, to show them any type of open respect, there is a prohibition for this. عن بريدة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Buraydah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقولوا للمنافق سيدٌ. Do not say to a munafiq, and when it is known that this person is a munafiq, he doesn't believe actually, and then to call him a sayyid, don't do that. That is call him master, call him great, honorable, praise him, etc. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ يَكُوْ سَيِّدًا. Then even if he is a master, he has got such social position, such a position in government, for example, in society, but he is a person who is a munafiq, who is an evil doer openly, he commits gunas openly, and or he is bringing new things into deen, then فَقَدِسْخَتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. If you have done so, then you have angered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you show such respect to a person who is against the deen, then you have angered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The word master is a title of honor, and any other words which are similar to that, and should not be used to address a hypocrite, because he is never worthy of honor and respect. If we are forced to do it, then we should limit ourselves and make tawbah istighfar. But it should not be from our heart at all. Sometimes a person is in such circumstances, then just outwardly. And the higher thing there also, of course, the actual basic thing is he should not even say it in that. But if he has to say it, then he should say it, but not with his heart, and make tawbah and istighfar. A hypocrite is an enemy of Allah Ta'ala and should therefore not be praised. Just as light and darkness cannot combine, the two things are opposite, light and darkness. The heart of a believer cannot combine the love for Allah Ta'ala and the love for the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. It's quite clear that a person, you can't combine the two loves which are of the opposite side. So that a person should avoid completely. And the Quran Sharif says, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. You will not find people who believe in Allah and the last day befriending those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. That is, you won't find a person who has got true iman in his heart and he makes friends with the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. He honors, he respects them, you won't find that. So that is impossible, logically also, and even from narration which it has come, it is not permissible. Ulama state that a disbeliever, a misguided individual, a flagrant sinner, a person who commits sin openly, and an innovator, a person who brings new things into deen, should similarly not be addressed in respected terms. It is unfortunate that nowadays disbelieving sports players, musicians and actors are passionately praised and respected. Yeah, there is no need whatsoever. But we find so many, especially of our youngsters, even grown-ups, some soccer players, some the sports players, or musicians, the actors in the films, and the people who the singers, etc., who are doing wrong openly, and how much of praise and how much of time they have got for them. This is very, very much against the spirit of Islam. The next chapter, Babu Karahati Sabbil Huma, is a chapter on that we should not swear, we should not make misdua for fever, for any sickness. A person gets a sickness, that is also from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And a person should not become angry with it. It is also in actual fact a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which we cannot see. As we will see, as we will read, many benefits also there are in sickness. Just to mention again, Allama say Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, when he was suffering at one occasion with piles. And piles are very painful, or bleeding piles, very dirty, messing clothes all the time, very difficult. And especially a person who is conscious of his paaki, of namaz, and now your trouser is getting messed every time, or the pain that a person suffers. So one of his very close associates, Ta'udda Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, told him that, Hazrat, why don't you take treatment for this? Your knowledge, you are an amanat of the Ummah. The Ummah has to benefit from you. He wasn't taking any treatment. So then, after he told it quite a bit, he raised his hands towards the skies and he said, it is a gift from there and I don't wish to return the gift. So this is of course very high level. We are nowhere near there. For us to take treatment, etc., is 100% permissible. But of course, our trust must be on Allah Ta'ala. What I wish to show is that any sickness is also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And those people who had reached that level and understanding, like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, for how many years he was in sickness, but he never made dua that Allah take away the sickness from me. Forget treatment, he did not even make dua. There is cases where one great uzurg had a headache, and then he made dua. He read Surah Fatiha. Allah said, I wish to keep you in that condition, and you wish to stay in your condition. You should stay in my condition. That is, of course, a very, very high level, people who have reached there. And we should make dua that we also can reach there somewhere along that line. But for us to take treatment, to make dua, to get better, to ask other people to make dua, is also 100% correct. There is full permissibility. An Jabirin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala ummi sa'ib o ummi al-musayyib faqad. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Ummi Sa'ib or Ummi Musayyib, whatever her name was, and from whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have parda. She was ill. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visited her. And then he asked her, Malika, Malaki, Ya Ummi Sa'ib, oh Ya Ummi Musayyib, Duzaf Zifin. He said that, oh Ummi Sa'ib or Ummi Musayyib, whatever her name was, why I see that you are trembling like this. Your body was shaking. They asked, why are you shaking like this? Why is your body trembling like this? Qalat, she replied and said, Al-Huma, la barakallahu fiha. It is because of very high temperature fever that I have got. May Allah not give barakat in this fever. That is like it's an enemy. It is causing me so much of discomfort and I'm suffering so much, sweating, my whole body is shaking, etc. فقال, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and that is the important part of this hadith, لا تسبل حما, do not swear, do not become angry, do not make baddua for this fever. فإنها تذهب خطايا بني آدم, for it takes away the sins of Bani Adam. Any difficulty a believer goes through, whether it is an illness, whether it is financial, domestic, whatever type of difficulty and hardship, and a person tolerates it with sabr and with tolerance, then it washes away his sins. If he hasn't got sins, it raises his stages by Allah Ta'ala. So there is only goodness in it. كما يذهب الطير خبث الحديد, just like a furnace takes away the dirt of iron. When iron, it has to be purified, then it is put in a very hot fire. But that hot fire, though outwardly it seems to be a cause of suffering for that iron, but in actual fact it's taking away all the dirt. So just like that, any sickness, a fever, any sickness, may Allah let us understand this, people of this great level don't even treat it, and they just leave it. It is from Allah, Allah will see to it. But of course that is not for us. We will destroy ourselves if we try and do something like that. We have to take the treatment, make dua also, give sadaqah also, and ask for Allah that this is also your ni'mat, and good health is also your ni'mat. So Allah change this ni'mat into the other ni'mat of good health. Sickness is a blessing for a believer because it removes his sins. By cursing or speaking evil of it, one does not appreciate this bounty. When we curse the sickness, etc., and we say, what a terrible sickness this is, and we are cursing it, so we are not appreciating that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And further, this further expresses displeasure for Allah Ta'ala's decision. One should rather accept it as Allah's decree and part of faith, that this is what Allah wrote for me, and I accept it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says in one poem that the path that Allah wishes you to pass by is much better than your own path which you want to pass by. Like we want to, whatever we want to do, and we want to reach Allah Ta'ala. In place Allah sends some difficulty and hardship. The path that Allah has chosen for us is better than the path that we are thinking is good for us. So, but this is also for those people of very high level. It is not for us ordinary people like us. One should rather accept Allah's decree and part of faith. It does not mean that one should not seek a cure for it, because a cure is also sunnah and encouraged in Islam. For people like us, we should take our cure, whatever medicine which are within the limits of Sharia, we should take our treatment and our cure.